Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here are some of the comments up at Infowars.com. In the article, Obama supporters threaten to kill Romney if he wins election. It says the FBI sent a SWAT team in full combat dress and arrested me for posting lamer, vaguer stuff than this on Twitter. Oh, yeah, I know people that get grabbed all the time for nothing. They're not even saying anything violent. Surely the FBI was concerned and they would go after these guys. It makes me wonder. The FBI has been told not to arrest these protesters. I smell a rat, a false flag, black op. Radical left-wing lunacy and violence on full display. They're just as bad as Holder and Obama and Sebelius. Here's Logan. Ha ha, these are fake, clearly. Some of these Twitter accounts we linked to that have been there for years, with some of them tens of thousands. Oh, yeah, they're real fake. If it's all trolling, you can say they're fake. It's like normal stuff about going to eat here, going to do that, going to see this. And they're like, I'll riot, I'll kill Romney if he gets elected. It's like, he goes on, clearly, as a computer programmer and stuff. And still, wow, that's your proof. Every profile I looked at looks like it was computer generated from the internet. Seriously. It would be easy to make software that made Twitter accounts, grab pics off the net. Well, they actually have those. I've learned how to see a sock puppet. They put in keywords, and account throws out stuff. They, once there's a few thousand more people, start retweeting and saying stupid bleep, the sheep are being led by Satan. And there's stuff in there saying, hey, Brandon Robb, a white guy, said go after Obama and he got in trouble and you called him a hero, and now black people say go after Romney, you call it bad. That's racist. Brandon Robb and his sister and others didn't say anything violent. It's all about the Federal Reserve, New World Order. Then they found some separate quote quoting a song, and they came and grabbed him and said, we're going to drug you and all this. And I've said we shouldn't call for violence. These guys are puppets. But I just love how you've got the general public, 23% that read newspapers, and that percent, most of that's propaganda. And you're like, hey, 50%+ of blacks are aborted since Roe v. Wade. Hey, what they've done to the black community, they plan to do to all communities. Here's the documents. Margaret Sanger said exterminate the blacks poses liberals. It's like, we don't care about that. Hey, kill half of us, that's fine. Just don't you talk bad about Obama. Louis Farrakhan, I've got the quotes here. He's in McClatchy newspapers. He gave a speech. We're pulling up the video, too. Saying, hey, whites are afraid it's the end of white America. I thought Farrakhan, I'm going to cover this when we come back and go to your calls. I thought you said Obama was horrible and was trying to kill Africa and by destroying Libya, the only thing building up Africa, which it was. I mean, I was against that. I was against the black genocide over there, not because I'm some bleeding heart. I don't have any guilt. I haven't done anything. I actually want everybody to be empowered. I don't like the fact that I know some people don't like me because of my race, but I'm not going to judge everybody out there, knowing that some Hispanics don't like white people, period. Well, I'm not going to judge Hispanics according to some people. Some whites don't like black people or whatever. I'm not going to judge all whites according to that, and vice versa. But when this thing gets hyped up to such a point, I mean, you've got to respond to it. And of course, there's been riots and racial attacks increasing the last 3 years all over America against whites. They're in local newspapers. Whites getting beat up at state fairs. Whites getting beat up on the streets by mobs of black people. And I'm against it when we've seen a few cases of whites killing blacks racially. I mean, it's horrible just to be driving along. Oh, there's a black guy. Let's kill him. He's black, and drag some old black man to death. I mean, it's horrible. The point is, that's not sanctioned, and it shouldn't be. Why is it covered up and sanctioned when black people do it? Because they want to keep this victimization narrative going, not to empower black people, but to beat whites over the heads, accept socialism, accept gun control, accept big government, and you're a racist. That's what they say. They go, oh, you're not for Obamacare? You're a racist. I mean, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it. Of course there's a bunch of racists don't like Obama because he's black. I don't like him because he's a communist New World Order banker front man who absolutely hates this country and says, I didn't build my small business. That's why I don't like him. Not because he's black. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
From enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we saw the so-called new Black Panther Party people at voting facilities all over the country 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago. I guess it's almost 4 years ago. It'll be 4 years, November 6th. We saw them with billy clubs out front voting places saying, you know, you better vote basically for Obama, and just crazy, ignorant. They reminded me of, like, you know, trashy Ku Klux Klan people, except they were black. They were like, well, basically I would liken them to black Ku Klux Klan members. Just very mindless, very stupid. We can play those clips. And again, in that election, I wasn't for McCain or Obama. In fact, I was not supporting Obama, but I was hoping he'd close Gitmo. I was hoping he'd stop torture. I was hoping he'd cut back on all these wars. I was hoping he'd keep some of his promises, but of course he didn't. And I saw that right away, so I made the Obama deception because I knew who his advisors were. But I'm scared of Obama now. I mean, how much he's gotten away with, the executive order saying NATO and the UN command our military, some new executive orders he signed. And I saw economist and professor and author and syndicated columnist Thomas Sowell last week said, hey, you know, he was seeing news articles and quotes and tweets about, you know, race rioting and things if Obama didn't get elected. And he said he's concerned. He's a black man. And I'm concerned about if there are riots, what that will do to those communities and what it'll do to, you know, race relations, all of it. I mean, this is terrible. And it's such a politically correct world that I get up here with black preachers on exposing that 50%+ of blacks never get born since Roe v. Wade, that Margaret Sanger was a Nazi. In fact, she was a proto-Nazi. Hitler, you know, praised her and got his ideas from her and the Rockefeller Foundation. And they said, we'll pose as liberals. This is like 80 years ago. We'll take over and we'll hire blacks to go lead them into welfare and abortion, and we'll end their families. And then we'll export that breakdown of society into all the communities. And as Tony Brown's journalist said on this show, you know, what you see in the black community is beta tested for your community. It's wrong. I want to see people in power, but I'm also not guilty. I'm not here pleading and begging and, you know, oh, I promise I'm not racist against you and all this. I'm so sick of it. MSNBC and all of it, it's divide and conquer. And then, you know, I see an economic CollapseBlog.com article, I see an Examiner article, I see a Chicago Tribune article, I see a Chicago Now article, I see a whole bunch of articles, I mean, there's tons of them. I mean, so many it makes my head spin, with economists and others, not just Thomas Sowell, coming out and saying they're concerned, and we run an article at Infowars.com Saturday picking, you know, this up. And we checked the tweets. I went and looked at them. These are real accounts, folks. Some of them have like 8,000, 10,000, 12,000 tweets. We click on them. You can go tell a dummy account because it won't have just constant photos of the family and links. And I'm going here. I'm going there. It'll be a few dummy tweets and, you know, some images. So I've had people do that to me. I've had them attack, you know, me and make up fake accounts and stuff. So I've learned how these things work. And so we post the article, Drudge Report picks it up, drudgereport.com, and then I start seeing a minority of people in the comments, thousands of comments, saying, this is made up, these aren't real accounts, or Alex wants a race war, or he's this and that, when this is newsworthy. I mean, we cover it when someone doesn't threaten the president and gets grabbed and thrown in a psychiatric ward for criticizing the government and the Federal Reserve. Brandon Robb, the Marine, and I have talk show hosts on who are being thrown in jail, and I've played the newscast of police in Missouri saying, we'll arrest you if you lie about Obama. And then they're going to decide, not a court, not a civil matter, not adjudicated. They said, if you say he's not a Christian, we're going to arrest you. I can play those newscasts. This is authoritarianism. So then I talk to Watson, and I go, literally, Watson, there's hundreds and hundreds of these I can see, thousands more. I said, I want you to do another article on this Monday morning. He said, okay, he did it. Drudge linked to it again. And I was like, hey, I sent you a bunch of tweets where they're saying they're going to kill Romney. And we've all heard, you know, Alec Baldwin say, kill this senator, kill that person. We know the Democrats constantly talk about killing people and always get away with it. And so my issue was, hey, I'm not one of these mainline Republican types. I'm a constitutionalist. But I agree with more of their platform. You know, at least they say they're pro-family, pro-small business, pro-gun, things like that. And I'm like, hey, Obama is going to be a lame duck. He's not going to be facing re-election. He can do whatever he wants with executive orders and pardons and all the rest of it. So I'm like, wow, this is scary. But I still am not going to endorse Romney because it'll be bad with him as well. It's just, it's two different versions of poison. We're in trouble either way. And so people know I'm nonpartisan. They know I went after Bush 110%. He was horrible, total tyrant. The Republicans are a bunch of Patriot Act, police state loving, false flag creating globalists. The Democrats are part of it with them. They're part of the same club. But they battle. They're in the same league like the NFL, but they fight each other for who, you know, who gets to run the show. They're fighting over those big levers. They all want levers of police state, levers of control. They're raising property taxes all over the country. Poor people are losing their houses to give it to you know, globalist and corporate welfare. And I'm known for being nonpartisan and really telling people what I really think and not being a political hack. And I read these people, you know, saying, I've been a listener for years and I'm done because it's clear you're just a racist, or, you know, it's clear you just don't like black people. You know, and again, it's a small group, but still it's the same mindlessness. When all of this is being pushed and all of this is being said, I mean, I've seen talk show hosts like Michael Reagan say that 9/11 truthers should be killed. Remember when they said that about Mark Dice? And I came to Mark's defense and said it's wrong to say, I'll pay you the bullets, line him up, firing squad, let's kill him, let's shove hand grenades up the rear ends of babies and very perverted sick stuff. And the government said he's allowed to say kill people. I was against that. I mean, this is dangerous, folks. This is dangerous, and these are real tweets. And there is a whole stack of articles. Did you guys get me that stack I was printing in there, Dan? Fantastic. Can I get, yeah, just let me have the new stack here. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, because I meant to print these this morning. Here's one. Right-wing fringe dweller stoking race riot fears if Obama loses. This is out of Death and Taxes. Examiner, threats of election violence ignored by government mainstream media. That's a good article by Terry Webster. Here's another one. Drudge promotes conspiracy site warning that black people will riot if Romney wins. Think Progress on Record is funded by George Soros, along with Media Matters, that has the former transition head of Obama's campaign running it. I mean, this is run by the White House and George Soros. And folks, in some of these articles, they say I am a liar, and this is not even true. And you read this, and they say I am a fraud. It is a proven that I'm a fraud. I mean, I could definitely win a defamation deal on this. But, I mean, these people have discredited themselves. As someone who enjoys the occasional conspiracy theory entertainment, though I do not deny corporate government conspiracy exists, I can say that such fringe-dwelling minds will believe and say almost anything. And so it is the fringe-dwelling conservative fears of a race riot of Obama should lose in November. If one is going to stoke fears, one must do so in grand, absurd fashion. InfoWars, Paul Joseph Watson, is right in the thick of it. This should be expected from the warped imagination of Alex Jones, a man who is at bottom, a conspiracy theory profiteer. Don't believe for a second that Jones actually believes the bleep he and his contributors publish. I 110% believe it. How dare you say I'm a fraud? I 110% believe what I cover here. They are shrewd, cynical, and out for cash. Oh, it's okay for you to get, you know, all your globalist sponsors and George Soros' funding, Think Progress, and all the rest of it, but I'm not supposed to sell products I believe in to be truly independent by myself. See, that's dirty when I do. It's cool when government takes money from people and gives it to MSNBC in bailouts. And it continues just on and on and on saying that, you know, just that I'm a total fraud. Okay, here's another one. This is the fully funded George Soros group, Think Progress. Drudge promotes conspiracy site warning that black people will riot if Romney wins. And it just goes on to say, you know, that, oh, we claim we have more tweets, but we didn't show them because, you know, 11 was enough. Well, yeah, I mean, Watson's like, there's hundreds. And I said, I want them all linked. And he said, I don't have time. And I said, look, I sent you hundreds and I sent you links. I love Watson, but I'd say this on air. I said, hey, I want the death threats in there, too. Those are real. Add that. See, it's, you know what? That's it. We're going to post one. We got to stop at, what, 200? Because, I mean, it does take a time to go check and make sure each account is a real account. I mean, we could put thousands if we didn't go vet each one. That's the problem, is we go look, make sure there's hundreds or thousands of tweets, make sure, you know, we can tell real profiles. The point is, just wait if Obama loses. I bet there'll be some civil unrest. You know, I said there'd be some civil unrest when Machete came out. I heard there were Machete attacks all over the country. It was in local L.A. papers, but never connected that people were being hacked up in parking lots, Hispanic on white, with machetes in L.A. and places, that was what that was. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, this stuff is so off the chart. So I'm going to read these articles, and I'm going to read these quotes, and I'm going to read these death threats here on air. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had the Secret Service here twice. I've had the FBI here repeatedly. I've had the ATF here over people making threats on InfoWars.com and PrisonPilot.com, moron commenters. They show up with subpoenas, with guns on their hips, and they say, we're here to get this record. And they stand there while we go give them the IP addresses and the people go get arrested. You know, that's been in the news. And they hand me the subpoena and say, you can't say why we were here. Look at the judge's order. And I'm like, the FBI was here. I can't say why. Oh, yeah, Jones, I bet that's, yeah, making that up. And then months later, it comes out in court, the whole case in the Associated Press. So I'm used to it, okay? You talk bad about Obama, the Secret Service shows up. But you say you want to kill Mitt Romney, nothing happens to you.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
You remember a few months ago, George Soros' publication, Think Progress, Drudge funneled at least 30 million visitors to conspiracy websites in the last year. And I think that's about accurate. They're able to track it with computer systems. And chief among them, the evil one, Alex Jones, they break down. And again, George Soros, it's the attitude of these authoritarians that poses liberals, is they lecture and say, you don't link to that. Well, since you've been telling Drudge not to link to us, I notice he's been linking more. Probably not just to do it in your face. We've been doing more and more hard-hitting, breaking reporting. But you guys don't live in the real world. See, Drudge Report's funded by its advertisers and people actually visiting it. That's what we're funded by. You are funded by banker bailouts and stuff, George Soros, and inside deals. See, we're not just all here living in your little fantasy land. You haven't destroyed the entire free market yet, even though you're trying. And so they're just totally freaking out. Drudge promotes conspiracy site warning that black people will riot if Romney wins. That is not what we said. We said, will there be riots if Obama doesn't win the election? Here are people saying they're going to riot, and you have riots now when sports teams lose. A bunch of mainly white skateboarders rioted this weekend when the movie they wanted to see filled up. This is the new thing. Here's a bunch of racial attacks on whites at fairgrounds and things. This is increasing. There's massive violence in all these major cities now. We're in a depression. Why is the government buying 1.6 billion rounds of ammo and the Army Center getting ready for civil unrest? Do you think this is an issue? And it turns into, you racist scum. You know, how dare you lie and claim blacks are going to riot? Oh, no, we just wrote articles linking to dozens and dozens of people. I mean, just go into Twitter and type in, I'm going to riot if Obama doesn't win. Just type that into Google. I mean, it's hundreds and hundreds every hour saying it, and they don't even know we're reporting on it, and the media just says we're making it up. We're the scum of the earth. You read these articles, we just made it all up. Did I make the Secret Service showing up here up? I mean, the Hatari militia that I told you if there was any fairness in courts left in this country would be let off. They literally spent a year with a 14-man group, one of them an FBI agent, the other an informant, at the highest levels, trying to get a group of just, you know, hardworking local machine shop folks who are worried about the collapse, who were training for it, going to the Knob Creek machine gun shoot. They said, you know, the FBI guy's like, what if things collapse and they come and take our guns and put us in camps? We'll just have to fight. Yeah, that's too bad. We got to. They arrested them. Said terrorism. And of course, it all came out. It was lies. And the court said, release them. I was so in tune on this. Out of thousands of militia groups, I saw videos they were doing, and I said, that's a setup 6 months before it happened to them. I was able to call it because I could see how they were setting them up with their YouTube channel. I mean, I know how this stuff works, folks. I know what I'm talking about. And they just boil it down because they know for even those that read, the 23% that actually read online news, it's all about rhetoric and everything's dumbed down. So it's so frustrating to have them just come out and say, Alex Jones says blacks will riot, that racist, that dog. And they know their readers don't know that I, you know, have historians and scientists and black activists on and real Black Panther Party, you know, founders who actually try to help their communities on the show. They don't know all that. They just think, oh, well, he's a white guy, he's a racist. I mean, it's so mindless. So, again, there's no doubt that the Justice Department, the same ones that ship guns in Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, is ordering, this has been going on for weeks, I've now discovered, people on Twitter and Facebook calling for Mitt Romney's death to not be visited and calling for criminal rioting, not being visited. And then I know lots of people who have friends and family who make a mild comment about Obama ought to go back to Kenya or that communist traitor. You know, I'm sick and tired of him. I wish he was gone. Boom, Secret Service. Secret Service says, fire that man. I don't want him working here. Yes, sir, he's fired. Get out of here, Bob. It is so frustrating to sit here and watch all of this unfold. What is your take on all this? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I mean, are we not supposed to cover? I mean, it's maybe 10% of the comments saying we're wrong to be covering this. I don't go off what commenters say. That's a tiny minority of people saying that. But my issue is it shows the mind control that George Soros' groups come out and scream bloody murder and say you shouldn't be linking to this. Well, that's why the Drudge Report's a trailblazer. You know, it links to a guy jumping out of a capsule to Earth, hot air balloon, and it links to a lady throwing herself to alligators to commit suicide. It links to joblessness numbers. It links to important but also interesting stuff. I mean, you guys, no one watches you. Look at your ratings. Look at your numbers. I mean, small-town newspapers have more visits than George Soros' websites, Think Progress, and Media Matters. You're jokes. You don't dictate reality. Okay? Everybody knows you're a joke. And we're going to expose these calls for rioting and murder. We're going to expose it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21 by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Again, 4 months ago, the Army admitted and responded publicly to Paul Joseph Watson's article, where they openly put on an Army website, but claim that it shouldn't have been released that way. They do that a lot. Somebody makes a mistake and puts out a manual that's been given to tens of thousands of MPs. They said, yeah, that's restricted, but yeah, we've set up re-education camps. They use the word re-education camp. Anybody can type in Army manual re-education camp. You'll see our article. You'll see some foreign newspapers that picked it up with links to army.mil websites. And I've been on national radio shows, and I appreciated it when the producer came on and got my help and said, where is that manual? I was on Friday night on Coast to Coast AM. John B. Wells was filling in for George Norrie, both great guys, by the way, are coming on the show during the 48-hour broadcast this Thursday and Friday that kicks off at 11 a.m. Find out details at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And the producer came on, or you know, one of the nighttime producers, people that are running things, not the official producer, I guess that's Lisa Lyon, and said, where is that? And then I helped him, and they went, wow, it's there, and then went and found it. And where's the army.mil? Because Paul's first article was actually linked to a National Guard, and then we were able to add the Army.mil once they came out and admitted it. We had the official letterhead response. But I understand why none of the national media or even alternative media really picked that up. Foreign newspapers did, because they used the term re-education camps. I mean, that's an authoritarian Soviet term. So they have the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, which admits massive centers. They admit they're preparing for all this civil unrest. And I'm like, hey, people are calling for riots and stuff. I don't think that's a good idea. Don't burn down your neighborhood. And, you know, don't worry. The Republicans aren't going to turn off all the entitlements. This is a bad idea. Could this be provocateured to bring in martial law by the globalists? And the response is, by commenters, is either these aren't real tweets when they're admittedly real. People are now on there responding. Or I'm a racist to talk about it. Or the George Soros people just saying it isn't real. So, I mean, there you go. I mean, this is what we've come to in this country. And Paul Watson links to it in his articles. You know, he's got mainstream news examples, but it's always on local news where reporters are being attacked by angry black mobs and young people at state fairs all over the country. I mean, it's getting bad. And it's now becoming a kind of a gangsterish hip-hop culture thing that, you know, Thomas Sowell writes about it, like, how bad does a white girl bleed? And that's become a little refrain. It's really horrible. And the globalists want racial division. They want to let this finally build up. They don't want it to be culturally, you know, criticized. They want people to feel good about beating up white people because white people are evil and deserve it. In fact, here in my stack, I've got my Louis Farrakhan article. McClatchy News, Farrakhan chides Obama, rips GOP and Romney in debate. And he goes on to say that, where's the quote in here? He goes on to say, white people are afraid that the end of white America is coming. No, I'm afraid of total authoritarian takeover by Obama, Mitt Romney, the whole New World Order. Those guys are just puppets. But you see the different moves in the agenda, and you've got the people that support Obama who openly say, and you've heard the teachers say, you can't criticize Obama or you'll be arrested. I've played newscast. Guys, will you find it? We haven't played it in a few months, but it's, I forget the exact name of it. It's Get Arrested If You Criticize Obama. If you can't find it, Paul Watson can. It's on YouTube. It was covered in the newspapers 4 years ago. I want to play that. The issue here is that they're pushing a move where culturally it's okay to call for violence and it's okay to do this so people do it so that then the system can crack down and take all our liberties. That's the basis and the basics of what's happening here. And it's just crazy. I mean, Louis Farrakhan comes out and tells the truth of 6 months ago that what Obama's done in Libya is terrible. It was terrible to put al-Qaeda in charge there. It was terrible to destabilize Africa. It was terrible to do all that. But then, because it is racially based, he's got to come out and defend Obama and say white people are scared of Obama. I mean, I guess there are some ignorant white people out there that really think Obama's bad because he's black. But most people I know who are white would vote for a black person in a New York second. If they thought for a minute that the person would be pro-gun, pro-liberty, pro-freedom, low taxes, all of that. And that's what's going on here. The globalist piggyback, socialism, centralized big nanny state, under that's liberal, and you're racist if you don't support Obamacare. And you're racist. I mean, you've heard these statements where everything's racist now. And it's nothing but a political weapon, and I'm sick of it. And by the way, people don't listen to it anymore. It doesn't work on people anymore. People are tired of it, especially most black people I personally know and white people I know. Everybody's just sick and tired of it. You watch MSNBC, it's all about racial division. And you read these articles. I mean, again, Obama supporters threaten to kill Romney if he wins election. Violent remarks continue to permeate Twitter. And then Paul Watson at the end gives all these examples of where people say mild things on Twitter about Obama. and they get Secret Service visits. I mean, it's got people in here saying they'll put an Uzi in the back of Romney's throat, and people are retweeting it. If Romney becomes president, hell of a lot of people are going to try to assassinate him. If Romney gets elected, somebody ought to assassinate him. F. Romney, I'm going to assassinate him. I swear if Mitt Romney becomes president, I'm going to be the one to assassinate his bleep. I'm telling you, if Romney gets elected, somebody going to have to take an L and an A, assassinate Romney and Ryan. And here's the deal. These look like real Twitter accounts. Some of them, again, with tens of thousands, you know, 8,000, 5,000 tweets. I'd love to see the Secret Service go and find out these are fake accounts and track it back to the RNC. But, folks, there's no way the RNC do something this stupid because they know it can be tracked. These are real. I mean, there's thousands of them, hundreds that I've looked at, and just thousands more. And I've looked at them. They all look real. You think trolls are dumb enough to create fake accounts and do this? They know their IP address is going to get found. They're going to get SWAT teamed. Only morons do this. I've told people don't make threats against anybody on my website. Man, they're going to come arrest you. We've talked a lot about this. So I'm like, hey, this is bad. Let's not have riots. Let's, let's not go this direction. I said when Bush got reelected, let's not have riots. The government will use that as an excuse to crack down. And, you know, I've been consistent about this, being against rioting and civil unrest for political outcomes because it's the power structure will use it to take liberties. And it's just a shame the Democratic Party operatives are slandering and libeling and trying to defame us. But, I mean, it's kind of like an elephant that's worried about a fly. So it's really why they're so discredited. Why if they go to Google Analytics or Alexa.com and look at their ratings? I mean, they're a joke. I mean, it's them visiting it, and that's it. And so the government spends $10 billion plus a year putting their messages in TV, shows, and movies. And look at the messages. It's incredibly anti-liberty, anti-freedom, anti-family. The government is run by a bunch of sickos. I mean, there's the proof. Look at what they fund right there. That's funded. TV is destructive, mainstream TV and movies, because they want to morally screw you up so you won't stand up for yourself. And now you stand up and say, hey, I'm for small businesses. I don't want the government running health care. It was written by the insurance companies as corporate welfare. They're like, shut up, racist. I've seen, Chris Matthews, Carlos Watson, all of them say it over and over again. We played the clips here. I've had MSNBC here in my office say, are you a racist? Are you violent? And I'm like, you're the ones pushing all this. I mean, but again, no one watches them. A couple hundred thousand people, and that's fake Nielsen ratings, it turned out. They're a joke with these big, elaborate sets sitting here trying to lecture everyone. So I'm only covering them to point out they're the mouse that roars. I mean, it's a con game, it's a joke, it's a fraud. Now, I'm going to play this pretty powerful. It's more powerful if you're watching it. The video is up at InfoWars.com. We expanded a little bit into the building next door, mainly for warehouse space, but also for the newspaper and a few other things. And so now we're above 20,000 square feet. You need that for production and things. We're adding some more studios. Our little campus here of resistance, and we're really about to go to the next level thanks to all your support. And so they said, hey, why don't you sledgehammer out the wall like you did last time? And so I said, okay, and I kind of did impromptu. They said, hey, stick your head to the hole, kind of like, Roy Batty in Blade Runner. And I said, well, I don't look as tough as Roy Batty, but I said, okay. I just kind of impromptu said, here's freedom, like here's Johnny. And we got this 48-hour transmission coming up. Here's why I'm doing it. And we're going to go on right to your calls after this short video/audio.
InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We just expanded next door. We're coming for the New World Order. Yeah!
Yeah! It's InfoWars Money Bomb 2012. 48 hours to change the world.
Here's freedom.
InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com to read our mission and to see the amazing roster of guests we've got lined up sharing their insights on liberty and resistance to tyranny. I got involved in radio and TV as well as filmmaking 17 years ago because I didn't like the direction I saw our country and our world going in. The attacks on basic freedoms like the Second Amendment, the move towards collectivism and the nanny state. And over the last decade and a half, Infowars.com and my radio show and the films have become really part of the core resistance to tyranny worldwide. It seems like yesterday, but it was more than 5 years ago that I was sitting in my small office of about 3,000 square feet and realized that we were already reaching millions of people a week and that we had a responsibility to expand our operations in the face of the globalist. It was listeners 5 years ago that demanded we have a money bomb and expand our operations. We've gone from less than 10 crew members to more than 50 today. 5 years ago, I was reaching about 3 million people a week. Now it's 15 million a week conservatively. Imagine what will happen if you just tell one person a day about Infowars.com or our news reports that are online. Imagine what will happen if you donate just $5 or $10 to InfowarsMoneyBomb.com and allow us to go to the next level and put the nightly news out on free-to-air satellite worldwide. No, that one action won't save the world, but it will trigger brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere that will bring down the globalist and restore humanity on the right path of justice and liberty and a level playing field. We have a choice: the globalist dark age of control freak technocracy or 1776 worldwide. This October 18th and 19th, from Thursday morning right through into Saturday morning, it's InfoWars Money Bomb 2012. 48 hours to change the world. I'll see you live with the free video and audio streams emanating from PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. I'm Alex Jones, defending liberty, resisting tyranny. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, going to your calls for a little bit into the next hour. And then we've got a special guest joining us about all these people dying from meningitis from the shots and the lies when they're on the news saying you've got to take vaccines, it's the law. We're going to be talking to Dr. Glidden coming up, always informative. A lot of people requested him on the show. Let me just say this. Again, Think Progress, the Soros group, admits the tweets are there, but implies that we're only, that's as many as we've got. And that it's racist to link to the tweets because a black person can do no wrong. Don't tell Idi Amin that, or the people he killed. And it's another article out of, where is that stupid website? There's another one here where they say it just isn't true. Well, I read it earlier. You heard me read it where they just said it's absolutely not true that any of this is going on. I mean, I'm just absolutely making the entire thing up. It just doesn't exist. You heard the one where it said that I'm just a complete fraud and I know I'm a fraud and all this garbage. And there's people online who will probably take me quoting them and have me say it's my admission. I mean, that's what goes on out there, but people know it's edited and fake. These people discredit themselves. So that's just some of the news that we have right there. Paul Watson has fired back at them at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Obama Front Group accuses Drudge, InfoWars of race baiting. Think Progress focuses around driving the White House's messages and agenda. And that's a quote. I mean, it's admitted the White House runs Media Matters and this group and others, and that Soros funds them. I mean, I had Media Matters call me a couple of years ago, the head person there, what the editor, they called him. And I got on the phone, we were doing an interview here, and I said, you're not doing an interview. Just admit you're a White House operative. And admit you're funded by George Soros. The person laughed, we're not funded by George Soros. So I pulled up SEC and I pulled up Federal Elections Commission filings. And I said, here's a $1 million donation. Here's a $2 million donation from George Soros. Here's the quotes. He's like, let's get back to the interview. I mean, it's all just like, of course, I'm a political operative. I mean, I'm going to lie to you. I mean, when you're talking to me on the phone, folks, you're talking to a real person. I mean, it's so good to just be able to straight shoot people and just tell the truth. Does it mean I always have the right perspective? I always have the answers? No. But, I mean, I'm trying to tell the truth. And the guy's laughing at me. I'm right here, and I pull it up. I go, there's millions of dollars of donations right here. Federal Elections Commission, nonprofit, blah, 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 groups listing it. And it's like, let's move back to the interview. And I'm like, this isn't an interview. This is so you can act like you talk to me like you're a journalist. This is like going to the Halloween costume store to buy a reindeer outfit. You're not a reindeer, and you're not a journalist. That's what I told the guy. I use that exact analogy if memory serves. I mean, you're not Porky Pig, pal. just because you dress up in the outfit. You're not a journalist either, just because you wear a straw hat. Let's go ahead and go to a phone call here. Aaron in Colorado, listening on 1360 AM KHNC. Aaron, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I just wanted to tell everyone that it's so obvious that it's race baiting, it's religion baiting, it's sexual preference baiting, it's classic divide and conquer, and it's so obvious what's going on.
Obvious from whose perspective?
From those of us that are awake.
But, I mean, who is race baiting? The Obama people?
Well, the entire media, just culture in general, from the education system, you know, the colleges, which, as you've described, are basically culture centers. You know, they teach you how to go out and get drunk. They teach you how to go out and be promiscuous. They teach you that you should be ashamed of your race or proud of your race. Or it's just, at this point in history, it's so obvious that the people that are in charge of the media and culture, you know, movies, books, media.
They are engaged in total divide and conquer with 23% of the public that even reads newspapers. And that's propaganda as well, to some extent, depending on which article. We're going to skip this network break because I need to take your calls. We do this occasionally. So we're going to continue here, skipping the break right here, because we're doing election coverage. We'll be covering, of course, post-Dog and Pony Show debate tomorrow as well. But yeah, I mean, you've got all the documents where they said, the Democratic Party said, we want to kill black people. They're strong. They have their own communities. They didn't integrate, which I was, you know, would be for real integration. They didn't integrate to empower these people. They did it to wreck them, and they did, and now they're wrecking everybody. They're taking down all societies, all institutions that they don't control. And I've got all the Margaret Sanger quotes. They're known. I mean, they said we're going to destroy black people and then everybody else. And then I have to be lectured by the very Democratic Party operatives that are a bunch of sickening racist scum because I don't want black people to riot and get discredited and burn down their neighborhoods. And you've got all this being encouraged on channels, you know, quote, liberal media channels. You can see it where they're hyping all this. And you see more and more racial attacks on whites. It's disgusting. And it's horrible, and it's encouraging white racism, and I don't like it. I don't like it. I know divide and conquer is what the globalists want. We've got to come together for liberty. But instead, you're right. They want to dumb it down to Coke versus Pepsi, Ford, Chevy, Redskins, Cowboys, black, white, on and on and on and on and on. And then our nationalism is bad, but Mexico's nationalism is good. It's all about destroying this country. Do you think if Obama doesn't win, there could be some civil unrest? I mean, there's civil unrest. There's riots every weekend I read about in the news over sport. I mean, white skateboarders riot when their movie theater's full. I mean, this is the new thing in America. There's riots constantly. But we're like, hey, these thousands of people are saying they're going to riot. These are real Twitter accounts. This is news. Oh, no, it's not, you racist. I mean, we wrote an article about the skateboarders on the weekend. We had articles up about, mainly white, but it was Hispanic and black skateboarders rioting. Are we against white suburban kids rioting? I mean, are we against white kids? No. I mean, America is degenerating. Look at Chicago, the murder capital of the world, because they won't go after the criminals and have disarmed the people, hurting that great city. I mean, it's disgusting. I know I'm ranting. By the way, they found this News 4 channel piece, out of St. Louis? Or is it Kansas City? It doesn't matter. There's several reports from Missouri, one out of Vermont, one out of Illinois. We played these 4 years ago. They were saying, we will arrest you if you lie about Obama. And they say, lying about Obama is saying he's not a Christian or he's a communist. Well, folks, you can call him a communist all you want. You've got to then be sued to be proven liable, which is civil. You understand that? You cannot be arrested for what you say unless it's fire in a theater or calls for violence. If I got up here and said, if Obama gets elected, you know, somebody needs to bleep him. If I said that, even as a regular citizen, there'd be Secret Service here in hours, okay? And, of course, I don't want that one to live a long life. The worst thing to happen would be Obama being assassinated. You'd turn him into a great hero, and then communism will be this cause celeb and all this garbage. We do not want that to happen. I pray for Obama, literally, in his safety. He's a puppet anyway. So's Romney. I pray for his safety. We want to fight with ideas. The globalists want to get this into violence. But here they are saying, we'll arrest you if you talk bad about Obama. Meanwhile, people are calling for rioting, and I'm not supposed to cover it. And the White House, that's who runs Think Progress and Media Matters. It's coming out on record. They're attacking us. They attacked us saying their power plant shuts down 2 years ago would increase prices. Now it's admitted. They came out and attacked the Drudge Report then. They attack us, and they attack the drudgereport.com because we're telling the truth, period. And they know it, and they don't like it. Mitt Romney and Obama are both cancer, but Obama is a faster-acting form of it, period. Let's go ahead and go to that clip and then to your calls. Here it is.
Early voting is not allowed in Missouri, only absentee.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This is where John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from the city, Bob McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year.
And we'll go back to it in a minute, and then your calls, I promise. Here, we're going to get Glidden on at 20 after, or 15 after. I've got to get to these calls. It's just that, listen, under the Constitution, under the Bill of Rights, the only thing criminal here is what those prosecutors are saying, implying you'll be arrested. What the Obama campaign called for them to do is what can be criminally prosecuted. It's judicial misconduct. It is official oppression. It could be called racketeering to intimidate a political outcome, civil rights violations. I can give you the codes. I mean, you get up there and say, you say something we don't like about Obama, we're going to arrest you. That's the chill political speech. That's what's criminal. Not we're going to arrest you for your speech and have prior restraint on your speech. I mean, this is just a... And by the way, they got these truth squads. They got cops all over the country arresting veterans for mild statements about the president. Talk show host. I've had them on. I mean, this is going on, ladies and gentlemen. This is going on. I had the Secret Service here. No, excuse me. The FBI asking me, why do you have posters of Obama on the wall? And I said, well, that's a movie. I shoot promos in front of that. They're like, oh, really? Really? You do? You got a poster on the wall. I'm like, you need to leave. You need to leave. And by the time they left, they were like, okay, we're done. We're done. Because they didn't want to hear it. I'm supposed to cower and say I'm bad and all this. I got a First Amendment, bud. A lot of people paid in blood for it, okay? And I know most FBI try to honor the First Amendment. I just can't handle it anymore. These people are such authoritarians, and I'm sick of them calling themselves liberal. There's nothing liberal about these people. They're a bunch of dirtbag authoritarians. Let's go back to this intimidation of voters. Here it is. Yeah, here's
they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might violate Missouri ethics laws.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. So we're here to respond to any character attacks, to set the record straight.
Whether it is directly attributable to the campaign or to one of the soft money operations, if they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not true, this is the truth.
Now, the Obama campaign tells News 4 that others, prosecutors and sheriffs, are also part of the team, including some from the...
All right, we'll be back.
Area.
So now we have political police.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake, and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.